Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Senate today will consider two major efforts passed in the House last night. As NPR's Dave Mistich reports, those involved what could become the first veto override of Trump's presidency and a bill that would increase economic stimulus payments to some Americans.
Trump vetoed the annual defense spending bill last week, objecting to protections for social media companies and the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate generals. The bill was passed with a veto-proof majority in both chambers, so it's likely the Senate will cement the Defense Act into law. Over the weekend, Trump signed an omnibus bill that includes a pandemic relief package, but the president delayed signing for days and called for the bill's stimulus checks to be increased from $600 to $2,000. The Democratic-led House agreed to the increase yesterday. However, the Republican-led Senate is not expected to follow suit. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and other top Republicans negotiated against the $2,000 checks. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
Federal investigators are still working to determine a motive behind the massive explosion that rocked downtown Nashville on Christmas Day. The suspect, who was killed in the blast, has been identified as 63-year-old Anthony Warner. NPR's Hannah Alam reports authorities are looking into his background for more information.
Authorities have acknowledged that they're looking into the possibility that Warner was a believer in conspiracy theories related to 5G networks. That's usually paranoia about spying or baseless claims that say 5G technology is somehow causing COVID-related deaths. But in the absence of a public manifesto, what we do have is lots of speculation about motives and ideologies. But no conclusive answer. And this is a big multi-agency investigation. And we have to remember it's still only a few days old.
NPR's Hannah Alam reporting. The South African government has issued new coronavirus restrictions as cases there continue to rise. NPR's Ada Peralta reports the number of infections in the country has surpassed 1 million.
On national television, President Cyril Ramaphosa said South Africans had stopped wearing masks and washing their hands and social distancing. In fact, he said during this holiday season, many South Africans were hosting parties.
We have simply let our guard down. And unfortunately, we're now paying the price.
Hospitals in some provinces are nearly overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients, so the government has decided to reimpose restrictions. The sale of alcohol and most gatherings are now banned, and anyone caught without a mask in public could face fines or even jail time. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
Stocks are trading mixed on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow was down 10 points, the S&P up 4. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Public health officials in the United Kingdom are reporting the highest number of COVID-19-related hospitalizations since the outset of the pandemic. Hospitals across the UK say more than 20,000 patients have been admitted. The previous high was less than 19,000 back in April. Health officials in South Korea say more than 40 COVID-19 patients have died in the past 24 hours. That's the highest daily number since the pandemic began. Officials also confirmed 146,000 new infections. Legendary French fashion designer Pierre Cardin has died at the age of 98. Rebecca Rossman reports his career spanned more than seven decades.
Famous for his bold geometric shapes and unisex designs, Cardin dressed everyone from Jackie Kennedy to all four Beatles. Born in fascist Italy in 1922, Cardin's family fled to France when he was only a toddler. After working as a pattern cutter for Christian Dior, Cardin opened his own Paris boutique in the late 1950s. He quickly became known as an industry pioneer and successful risk-taker, with a particular interest in space-age fashion, using abstract patterns and shapes. Cardin also put his name on everything from pens to furniture and chocolates, turning his name into a multi-billion dollar brand. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.
Stocks continue to trade mixed on Wall Street. The Dow was down 15 points, the S&P up 4. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.